Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain again, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. There are also a lot of recordings of events that we are doing here in Clinton, New Jersey, so you might want to check them out. Now let's begin with the show. Focus on in the show is crossing thresholds on the path of transformation. And we just had a very powerful night, the night of the new moon, the night of the solar eclipse. Even though it was not visible in the United States, it certainly affects us all here on Earth because we are one human consciousness and we are really here to assist humanity as a whole and Earth as a whole to shift its consciousness to a higher level. And so we are all part of what is going on everywhere, anywhere, anytime. So to separate ourselves from certain events that are taking place somewhere else, it really no longer works. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've noticed it, but when there are these real bad storms, tropical storms that are devastating certain areas in the Pacific, you can actually feel it. And the more sensitive you become, the more open you become, you can feel all of this. And it's necessary because we are no longer just an individual consciousness. We are asked to focus on all that is, on everyone around us, and to take actions to make choices according to what will benefit everyone on Earth and not just your own self. And that sometimes can be a little painful, especially since we all would like to be already ascended and back into the higher realms. And yet here we sometimes feel we're a little bit stuck in our human form, waiting for others to catch up. And yet when you really understand the concept of you're part of all that is, and all that is God's creator, the great spirit, then you realize that what apparently on the outside slows you down is in reality also a part of your own self that is slowing you down for the experience sake, for you to learn something through the power of duality about your own divine self. So crossing thresholds are extremely important and a reoccurrent event when we walk the path as a human, when we walk the path of ascension, when we choose to experience shifting consciousness states from one to the other, as it happens so much right now after December 21st, 2012. And so I don't know about you, when I step towards that threshold and I get ready to step across it, can be quite a frightening moment. And often a solar eclipse also has been described in the past as a moment that a lot of fear can come up because the sun is covered by the moon. There is more darkness. So the powers of the darkness are stronger and can influence you. But really, it allows you to delve deeper into your own inner darkness, and it creates a very powerful time of transformation. And Saint Germain is going to lead you on an inner journey to experience that again with a more conscious awareness of how much of an effect something like that has, especially because it already is on a new moon. A new moon always symbolizing a new beginning in your life. So right now is a very pregnant time, and even so it happened last night, 3 days before and 3 days after, you can still very much feel the influence of something that significant, of such a strong event like a new moon with a solar eclipse. And so I invite you to think about what it is that you've experienced in the last few days, or what you're going to experience in the next few days. What kind of fears have been coming up, have been holding you back? And really at this time, what your divine self is asking you is to take a leap of faith, to cross the threshold, not knowing where it takes you, but deep in your heart, you know what choices to take right now. And it might not even be that you have to take action right away, but you have to make a decision. You have to say yes to a part of yourself that you were so afraid to embrace. And so this is a time where you have an opportunity to liberate yourself from the past, from something that has been holding you back, whether it's a belief system, and opening yourself up to a greater light. Saint Germain will talk about it too, but the earth and the moon and the sun, they represent aspects of our own self. The earth represents the body, the moon represents the soul, and the sun represents our divine spiritual self. So when there is an alignment where the moon moves between the earth and the sun, what is really happening is that within your own self, because everything outside of yourself is also a reflection of your inner self, you're also moving into a very special alignment between your body, your soul, and your spiritual self. And this kind of alignment can bring great opportunities of awakening and of change. And so I want you to sit in that awareness that right now your body and your soul and your spirit are in a very strong alignment for you to receive downloads from your spiritual self that can blast open any kind of barriers that you still are hanging on to, making yourself believe that it protects you, when in reality, more often when we think we protect ourselves, we're really holding a part of ourselves in the darkness that is so much yearning to come into the light, to be seen, to be known. And yet there's this fear that we have that when we show that part of ourselves that we are going to get hurt or even killed from past life experiences. But now is the time truly to take the leap of faith and to be who we've always meant to be, these enlightened beings in alignment with spirit that can co-create a whole new reality on earth and based on trust. And especially in the United States, one of the main statements that this country was founded on is "In God We Trust." You see it on coins printed, "In God We Trust." Now, often people have difficulties with the word God because there's so much attached to it. But really underneath that is in the divine self, within us and within everything we trust. And as we step to the threshold and we reach our hand out, we know that there's a hand of spirit that will hang on to us and that will guide us along the path to a new beginning, and that it is safe to do so. Look at that darkness within yourself, that fear that you might still carry with you that might have come up really strongly in the last few days in preparation to this time of the solar eclipse. And don't forget, we are also getting close to the equinox, the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, and the autumn equinox in the southern hemisphere. But that also is this very significant time where we step from one state of existence into another state of existence. And then continuing that at the next full moon on March 23rd, we are celebrating the Festival of the Christ. We are celebrating this whole concept of being able to release the cross of matter to then step further up into a higher consciousness. And what this really means, or what connects all of these events, is our willingness to open up. And I'm fairly quickly going to turn this over to Saint Germain, because I really want him to be able to take you on a nice journey tonight. So allow that darkness that might have come up to your awareness, allow that to just stay there without judgment, the fears, whatever it is that you feel is holding you back. And then during this radio show, you will feel the power of transformation. You will feel the violet flame that is going to assist you and support you in releasing whatever no longer serves you and whatever is no longer in alignment with your body, soul, and spiritual self. And we are now going to bring Saint Germain, sir. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I once again come before you at this weekly radio show. These truly are momentous times that all of you are living in. And I ask you to not be afraid of what is to come, but to celebrate the miracles and all these little twists and turns that your life has prepared for you. Because it is those twists and turns that bring the teachings of the deeper mysteries of life to you. And so this month of March is very much focused on allowing you to journey deep within your own inner self, to create a new alignment with your soul and your spiritual self, and to bring more of your spiritual self into you to then create a new reality within your own life, and tread a path that others can follow as well. So with this, we are going to focus not only on the power of the new moon, but very much also on the power of a solar eclipse. And so I invite you right now to take a few deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own inner self. Deep into your heart, and even deeper in your own self. It is only through the power of love towards self that you can also extend that same kind of love towards others, towards the earth, towards your fellow humans. And so we begin with your heart. Within your heart, there's a purity of your divine essence. Always know that to be true. And no matter how dark and confusing it sometimes appears in your life, and you might not know which path to take, or if there is even a path to take, stop. Take a deep breath. Be willing to let go of control. And by doing so, enter that heart space within your own self, that sacred chamber of your divine essence, that is always available for you. That light does not diminish. It does not go away. And even if there's the illusion of loneliness or feeling separate from all that is around you, the truth is, within you is the portal of the light that can reconnect you to that vaster consciousness at a brink of a second or a millisecond. So, allow yourself to feel your inner heartbeat. And within this heartbeat, release now your physical self and let your light body sink deeper and deeper into the earth, into the heart of the earth, simply through surrender, simply through your willingness to allow yourself to be embraced by Gaia herself. Deep within her, there's a beautiful crystalline cave that is in direct connection to the cosmic heart of this universe. Because everything is linked together. And so as you enter the heart of the earth, you also feel the presence of the loving embrace of the cosmic heart of this universe within and around you. And within this place, we ask you to envision for one moment that you can see with the eyes of Gaia that everything is incorporated within your physical self. The mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the humans, the animals, the plant kingdom, everything. And you can feel the power of the shifts that are occurring within every vein of your physical self, your earth self. The tiny earthquakes that make you shiver here and there. The eruptions of certain volcanoes. Everything you can feel right now. The ebb and the flow of the waves in the ocean. The tide coming in. And the influence on you of the moon. The new moon. The new beginning. The beginning of a new cycle. And so in this connection with the earth, you can feel now that time is shifting, because that's what we are setting up for you. We're bringing you back into the past, right to the moment of the moon moving in front of the sun, in between the sun and the earth. And so we want you to feel that. At first, when an alignment like that happens and the light of the sun gets darkened out, the life force gets darkened out, there's fear coming up. What if that light does not reappear? What if the darkness will stay? And yet, as the moon, as that soul aspect of the earth is moving into alignment with the sun, you can also feel within yourself something stirring, something waking up, a light within you that has always been there, that is reminding you that even so you might not see the sun at this moment of the full solar eclipse, it still is there. And isn't that the test of humanity? So many of you are yearning to see us again, to sit among us again, to be able to see the auras and to see the light bodies of everything. And yet, often you still can't. Not because you're failing, but simply because you've chosen to be in a place to where you can more effectively assist humanity in the ascension process, treading your own path out of the darkness into the light, and by doing so, assisting others to do the same. So there is this deep yearning, because a lot of your experiences are very intangible. They are not physically necessarily provable, and yet within you, within your soul, you know them to be true. And so I invite you now to open up your senses, to surrender to your soul aspect, to Gaia's soul aspect, to the moon as a portal, as a gateway. And as you do that, you will find that the moon is not simply casting a shadow. It is creating a doorway, a portal. And as you allow your consciousness to expand into this portal, you can feel that you yourself now are opening up to the holy grail of the divine feminine. You become a vessel that can bring in profoundly powerful, life-giving forces from the sun and beyond that want to enter you, but not directly, because they would burn you. They would hurt you if they enter you directly, but through the portal of the moon, through the portal of the divine goddess energy. And so make yourself now available and allow yourself to experience this beautiful downflow of energy, of light, of life-giving force that is coming in to remind you that the darkness that you sometimes feel is around you is only an illusion. At this time now, descending from the higher realms are also a choir of angels, angels of illumination. And they too are entering the heart of the earth, the heart of Gaia, to be with you at this sacred moment. Because it is a sacred moment when you no longer run away from the darkness, when you allow yourself to go deeper and look beyond the darkness into that what is really there. And so life as a human seems to be filled with tests and trials. You might have had a perfect idea and a perfect vision of how something was supposed to play out, and yet suddenly you're being sidetracked, or you're being redirected, or an obstacle comes up, and it feels that you're running against the stream of what it is that you want to achieve and you want to create. But the truth is that that detour is absolutely necessary for you to learn more about your divine self. That what you fear is only the fear of your own divine self. And so the shadow that is cast by the moon moving in front of the sun is your own physical shadow that you hang on to give yourself a reason to stay in limitation, to stay in a duality, instead of acknowledging truly that there is no accident, that everything has divine purpose, and that within your life, if you simply let go of control a little bit further, the essence of love can blossom in ways like it has never blossomed before. The Christ within you can awaken in ways like it has never awakened before. And so these angels of illumination, they are now going to touch you on a deep level. Even so, it is your light body that is within the heart of the earth. It will go in direct line to your physical body as well. And as they touch you, and as they bring illumination into every fiber of your light body, they are also bringing illumination into every cell of your physical body, opening yourself up further to your divine DNA blueprint, allowing you to remember that everything is happening in due time. You don't have to rush. There is no race. You are going to get there at the appropriate time, and the opportunities will be provided to you also at the appropriate time. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to surrender a little bit further right now. Allow yourself to receive the loving support of those angels of illumination right now a little bit more. As you feel yourself lifted up and up and into the loving embrace of the portal of the new moon, of the portal of what was created through that alignment at the full solar eclipse. So as you raise yourself up, and as the angels of illumination are rising up with you, you enter the portal of the moon and you step to the threshold of a new beginning. This threshold will look uniquely different for everyone. But now this is your opportunity once again to state for your own self within your heart, what is it that you're ready to bring into your life, and what are you willing to release to make this happen? And in its simplest form, what I ask you to be willing to do is to let go of awe, to receive awe, and to have enough trust and faith that as you cross this threshold and as you release awe, that whatever is in alignment with your heart vibration, with your body, soul, spirit alignment, will stay with you and will bring more beauty and joy and abundance into your life more than ever before. So, if you're ready to cross the threshold, take that step. As the angels of illumination are guiding you across the threshold. And as you step across, you can behold the light of the sun in you. And let that sun call you in. Let spirit call you into its loving embrace. And as you become one with this loving embrace of the sun, of the light, it shall purify you now, and it will infuse you with a solar frequency that is going to support your new beginnings going forward. For that, we are going to play another piece of music by Mike Snyder, but before we do that, maintain this connection to the sun. Allow yourself to receive the download of that solar frequency. Thank you. Take a few deep breaths. Allow it to fully settle within you. Be reminded again that in this process, even so right now, it is being infused into you. That will continue for another 24 hours until it's fully settled within you. And so in this process now, feel the calling of your soul again. Feel the moon energy calling you back in her loving embrace, into the embrace of the divine feminine, of the divine goddess energy, the receptive part of your own self calling you back. And so simply through intention, allow yourself to fall into the lunar energies, to be pulled right back, and to be then pushed forward into the Earth's atmosphere, into the Earth, and once again into the heart of the Earth. And I want you to envision, as you enter the crystalline cave of the heart of Gaia, of the heart of Earth, to take your finger, even though it's your light body, and to touch a part of this heart of the Earth, whatever, wherever, however it's calling you to do it, and infuse a spark of that solar frequency that you received into the heart of the Earth now. Do this now and feel it flow from not only into the heart of the Earth, but from within the Earth outwards towards all living things. You are not only bringing in the solar frequency into you, but through your connection to Gaia, to Earth, you're also anchoring in it. You're anchoring it inside the heart of the Earth, so it can radiate out like waves into the outer realms, into all of existence. And now slowly, now that you can come back here at any time, find your way back, raising yourself into your body. And now that the angels of illumination are still with you, and they are going to continue to be with you in the next 24 hours to help integrate this new frequency. So raise yourself up into your body, and for a moment allow yourself to settle into your own inner physical self, to stretch out and feel your physical body. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel yourself. And feel how everything has shifted within your body, within your DNA, within your cells. There is a new frequency that has settled that is going to support you further in bringing forth and giving birth to a new life. And as you know, the spring equinox for many of you is right around the corner. It is about giving birth to a new life. And so very much be aware that all of this, what we are doing is in preparation to give you that strength, to give you that support, to make choices that then allow you to experience life anew and in a different way from the years before. Your consciousness continuously changes and shifts, so you're never the same. Every morning you wake up, you're not the same as the day before. So all of this is continuously supporting the transformational process for you to open yourself up further to the light within and around you. And to then also acknowledge that you are truly a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, and that as you do this for yourself, you're anchoring the sacred light into the Earth, and you're giving it to everyone that you're coming in contact with. You're touching them too, not necessarily physically, but simply through your presence, through your words, through your kindness. You're radiating it out. You are becoming a sun. within your own universe. So be very much aware of that and own that and make choices accordingly. There will be moments when your lower self will want to convince you that you're all alone. There are moments where your lower self is going to tell you that nobody understands you or that you're being judged for who you are. But that isn't the highest truth. We've said it before. At the core, the only truth that matters is to recognize that within everyone and everything, there is divine light. And as you focus on that divine light within everything, it can grow and it can strengthen and it can overcome any kind of obstacles that might present themselves in front of you. But it becomes so much more then. You become the force of transformation. You become change. And the change you are will affect the change of all that is, not only here on Earth, but within the whole universe. And so prepare yourself now in the next week. Through this infusion, prepare yourself for the spring equinox. Prepare yourself and ask yourself even more so, what is it within the light of your existence that you choose to bring forth into reality, into physicality? Because you are an aspect of God, who has created all that is. You are a co-creator. You are, in effect, the only reason why a new paradigm can be anchored here on Earth. If it wasn't for you, there would be a void, and that void had to be filled, or needs to be filled, or must be filled. So own the fact that you do make a difference, and making yourself less or smaller than you are is not going to help anyone, especially not yourself. So become very aware of the light that you are and of the difference that you make, and own it. Own it. And so for one moment, as you're now back, put your hand on your heart again and feel within your heart the radiant light that you've activated here throughout this journey, and that is now running through your veins, and that is running through your nervous system, and that is running through your muscles. Be very much aware that when you raise your frequency like that, your body will ask you to rest, to drink water, to eat food that is less heavy, and to find ways to be in solitude, to be by yourself, so that your nervous system can adjust to all of this transformation that is happening throughout this month of March. This is not a month that you want to spend with a lot of activities, but a month of introversion, of going within and nurturing your connection between body, soul, and spirit. It is that alignment that allows for the cosmic love to enter you and to settle within you in ways like never before. Because everything is gearing up towards the festival of the Christ, towards releasing another level of the cross of matter and stepping into your divine self anew with a new consciousness and a new awareness of who you are as well as who everyone else around you is. So be at peace and know that you're very much loved. I am Saint Germain. And I'm always walking the path with you, holding your hand. If you feel you cannot do this alone, call on me and the violet flame. I shall assist you in transforming, transmuting any discordant energies, anything you feel too overwhelmed with to handle by yourself. In this month, there will be times where you will feel utterly overwhelmed by so much happening at the same time, feeling that your life has accelerated in ways that you cannot keep up. When you feel that, it is only because you're still trying to control your life, to control the outcome, to control the path. What is asked of you is simply to surrender a little bit more to your spiritual self, to trust your soul as a bridge with your spiritual self, to not simply see it as a vast aspect that holds a lot of memories from the past and the future within you, but to see it as a messenger for you that will communicate with you how to shift your consciousness so that what appears to be at first restricting and challenging then becomes a beautiful gift and an opportunity to grow beyond your own self. So now that we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, very much honor your willingness to be here on Earth at this time. We've said it before. We know that it is not easy right now to be human, and yet it is the divinity within you that so much yearns the human experience, because as you are in physical form, you also have an opportunity to experience levels of love and joy in ways that you wouldn't be able to if you were in a non-physical existence at this time. So celebrate in this month your physical self, as it is also yearning to shift and change and to grow into this beautiful angelic self, Christ itself, God self. There is no limits to what you can become. Blessings to you. I am now handing the word back over to Brigida. It is my honor, and it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. And for once, you're giving me a little bit more time than 2 or 1 minute, so I appreciate that. And I also believe that my dog, who was laying at my feet, was probably snoring a few times at some points. So I apologize for that too. But that is life. You know, you just have to go with the moment. And I think that's what Saint Germain has talked about. On the one hand, you might have the snoring. But on the other hand, I also had the tremendous comfort of a dog, of an animal laying by my feet while I was doing this. So that was very beautiful. I want to thank all of you for being part of our show today again. It is always such a pleasure to have you. And I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I know it certainly brings a lot of transformation into my own life doing these weekly radio shows. So I'm sure it will do that for you too. And I hope that you will be with us again next week. Looking forward to that. Make sure that you listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Next week at the radio show, we will focus on the power of the spring equinox. It will be preparing you for that profound moment when we step into spring, or for some of you, maybe into autumn. And once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. I hope these last few days and weeks haven't been too difficult for you. I know it's very easy to get lost in the darkness sometimes of our own life, but as Saint Germain said, just remember that within you is the divine essence, is that light, and you have now angels of illumination that are going to support you to really maintain that light within you, so that you become that shining beacon for so many that are still very much lost in their own fears and in the duality of existence. And yet even duality is not a reality, because we are all so much more than that. So that being said, I want to remind you that the Festival of the Christ that is coming up right before Easter, that full moon, is one of the 3 holy celebrations and festivals that the Hierarchy of Light is very much focusing on. It starts with the full moon just before Taurus. It usually is right before Easter. That is a Festival of the Christ, where we open ourselves up to the vibration of love. Then the following full moon is the Festival of Vesak, where we open ourselves up to the illumination from Buddha, the new frequencies that are anchored into us. And then the third festival is the following full moon after that, and it is about the willpower. It's called the Festival of Humanity, and how we are willing to use this illumination, this higher frequency of love, to help manifest a new life here on Earth. And so with that, I want to remind you that we are now entering a very sacred phase, and to know that much transformation is going to take place because of this. And with that, I will close now for today. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. May you experience these days filled with light, joy, love, and abundance. And I wish you well. Namaste. Peace out. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.